The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, real quick, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and like it if you would, please. Phones are accessible, and we appreciate you calling in when you do. Yesterday we met at your show, so if you got something to say, it's on par. Let's roll. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Again, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, if you'd like to also, you could also go over to Bradley Dean on Facebook if you'd like to be my friend, Bradley Dean. And again, or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, double E, on my Twitter account. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. You know, Mr. Farah from WorldNet Daily, Joseph Farah, I'm actually just posting this to our Facebook right now, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. He has started a campaign. It's called The Ten Commandments Are Back, getting hundreds of billboards that say, and you can see a picture of it on there, it says, Thus saith the Lord, and underneath that, the Ten Commandments. And his idea of, oh, we're being beat, we're defeated. No, actually, the Supreme Court or a court just made a ruling about a gentleman with the ACLU who was trying to get the Ten Commandments removed from a place down in Florida.
Anarchists. Antinomians,
yeah.
Man.
Just thrown out of
criminals,
court.
Rebels.
That's exactly what
Sons
they are.
Sons of Belial.
Rebels.
My goodness, dude. What does America need, you know?
I know, and the availability to know that it's happening, and it's happening in front of
loser.
People's eyes.
I've never obeyed anybody's law. I don't want the law. I hate the law. My daddy, Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, said that the end of the ACLU is communism. And, well, the guy that we really like the most is Karl Marx, the great underachiever, the great loser, the greatest loser of all time, who agreed with Satan in every thought that went through his empty head.
That's right.
Yeah.
Empty head being it's a terrible place to be.
Yes, it is.
On somebody else's head. But Ferris,
how's that working out for him, right, Jack?
It ain't working.
Nope.
Matter of fact, it's in the dirt right now being eaten by worms. And, folks, the Bible says, and it gives a clear warning, and that's why we as preachers of the gospel warn men to flee from the wrath is to come. The Bible clearly says that it's a place of gnashing of teeth, of burning, where the worm does not die. That's hell.
Yeah.
So not only do you get on earth when you're buried in the ground, but you get it in hell if you don't turn at the reproof now.
Of course. Yeah. Proverbs 1:21 talks about those that won't turn at the Lord's reproof.
Right.
Yeah. You'd give them up to themselves. Eat the fruit of your own way.
Yep. Take it.
Yeah.
You can have it your way.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly what they're pushing for.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just
good for them.
Joseph pushing.
But not while we're here.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
This is.
Yeah, get off our turf.
Same thing as a family. You have a family. You're a parent. And what do? You instruct your children.
Yeah,
you
got to clean up after these jokers because you tolerate them.
That's
right. Yeah.
And you will. You'll continue to. And again, like we said yesterday, they're the ones committing the crimes.
Yes.
You're the ones paying the consequences.
And they're busy trying to accuse you of the things that they themselves are guilty of, friends.
Pointing.
Amen.
Boy, you want to
Jake, did I step on your time? Go for it. Huh?
No,
yeah,
guilty of. This is a really good point. Now, this particular part. I love those cups.
I need to get a baby bottle for my coffee. I do. Yes.
Instead of...
Yes.
Which 75 prominent Republicans... I'm not going to say prominent. I'm not even going to buy this headline. Folks, we've been talking about why does the GLBT agenda continue moving on?
Yeah.
Why was it moved forward so far during the Bush administration? Because they were the quote-unquote social conservatives.
Sure.
That didn't really happen. Oh, yes, it did. And now many from that cabinet have stepped up and endorsed it in a legal brief.
Yeah.
Saying that, well, you know, we just got our butts kicked in the last election. It must be because we support traditional marriage, so we're going to swing to the other side and say this is a Republican stance.
I wonder if that has anything to do. Maybe there's some, well, I don't know, maybe a little bit of a parallel going on. Maybe they're in, as they say, in bed together. Mm-hmm. I don't even like using that terminology.
Well, in this case, probably literally.
Well, if you go over to the Defense Department, we know that 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America have been busted through an ICE investigation.
Yep.
Check it out. Brian Bender on the Boston Globe for downloading child pornography.
Yep.
I guarantee you that every one of these individuals that are endorsing gay marriage, pull back the curtain, friends, you're going to find a criminal. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm. Because
and I told you this before, Jake, when you brought it up, I said we've been telling the people this for how long. There is no difference. If you look at the right, friends, in a lot of cases, they are more corrupt than the left. They just try to put on a better face. That's all.
And what they do is because people be sheep, they wouldn't be. The point is...
Which only encourages a government of
wolves. So then you bring in that leader of those sheep. If they be Republican sheep, great. We'll give you a Republican that endorses...
Oh, of course. And what people need to take a look at is those Republicans and the doors that they're willing to open and then go into the public school system and look how the National Education Association has something called the Homosexual Caucus and then pay attention to due to the fact that that wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. Now they want a drag queen caucus, so they got it.
That's right.
Friends, these are the people that are encouraging it. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Listen to me carefully. What you see falling to the people is what the representatives are, that which they're opening the doors to.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are guilty and responsible. And if you allow it, then you are responsible at length.
Yep.
And what's the message of the Sons of Liberty anyways? Resolve. Justice is the guardian of liberty. They just told on themselves. So let's go deal with them.
Yep.
Amen.
It's time.
Pull the curtain back on every one of them.
That's right. You suffer the judgment when you don't. That's the ultimatum.
They told on themselves, friends. Folks, we got, well, this is the Sons of Liberty, as you well know, and we thank you for joining us today. But at the half-hour mark, we got Sue Trombino. She's from an organization called WIN. We'll pull her up at the 2:30 mark. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Let's ask the famous and the rich.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? What's the American dream? Wealth.
Yeah.
Apple pie and Chevrolet.
Yeah. Money, 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 money.
Right? You have this fixed visual as to what life is supposed to be like in America because it's been, well, it's been laid out for you. But Jesus said, and it's interesting that nobody rebuked covetousness more than Christ himself.
Beware.
Yet America has been taught to covet wealth. And the Lord said in the book of Deuteronomy not to covet wealth. He said, because if you forget me, this is what's going to happen to you. And it's interesting, again, let's go to the talking heads, the conservatives. What are they talking about? Economic problems. You have an economic problem because you disobeyed Christ. You have a moral problem. But listen to this analogy. Again, speaking of what Jesus said when he said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And then he talked about heaven right after that when he was talking to Peter, and they were astonished by it. But Jesus said, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to enter into the gates of heaven or to go into heaven, right? Out of D.L. Moody's book, a famous preacher from Chicago, this is what he wrote. Adversity has slain her thousands, but prosperity her tens of thousands. What is the value of this estate, said a gentleman to the other, as they passed a fine mansion surrounded by fair and fertile fields. I don't know what it's valued at, but I know what it cost its late possessor, his soul. An English clergyman was called to the deathbed of a wealthy parishioner. Kneeling beside the dying man, the pastor asked him to take his hand as he prayed for his upholding in that solemn hour, because he was dying, of course. But he declined to give it after the end had come, and they turned down the coverlet. The rigid hands were found holding the safe key in their death grip, heart in hand to the last, clinging to the possessions which he could not take with him. You know, and I've said this before, and Paul said it, of course. Scripture tells us, friends, all the answers to our questions.
Yep, it does.
You cannot look at a hearse with a luggage rack on it. They're not there. Paul said it's certain that we came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that we're going to leave with nothing. But let's ask the rich and famous today, for example, because people are under this delusion that money gives them the answers to everything that they're looking for. You guys all know who Jim Carrey is, right? Again, speaking of what Jesus said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Listen to what Jim Carrey, the comedian, whack job, said. He said, I hope everybody could get rich and famous and will have everything they ever dreamed of so they will know that it's not the answer. What does that guy make, $20 million a movie?
Oh, I don't know.
He's telling you that's not what I was looking for. Folks, I'm giving you what Jesus told you before they had to go through the experience of it to find out what he told you is the truth.
Right.
What about Eddie Murphy? Everybody knows him, that black comedian. He said, I feel a void inside. There's something missing. Yeah, because you're in a position now where you thought this would be the answer with all your wealth and fame, when in fact out you find that Jesus was correct when he said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? What about that whore, Madonna? She said, I am a very tormented person. I have a lot of demons I am wrestling with, but I want to be happy. Now, friends, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but this rich individual, she's out in front of little 11-year-olds and 12-year-old kids telling them it's okay to go to hell as she's dressed.
But she wants to be happy.
But she wants to be happy. She just doesn't want to do it the right
way.
Right. Yeah. Elvis Presley was asked about, you know, his wealth. He said, when asked if he was happy with all his riches and his fame, he said, no, I'm lonely as H-E double hockey sticks. Well, Jesus already told us the answer, friends. Why is it, you know, listen, if I tell you, it's like a little kid. If I tell you not to touch that socket in the wall because if you touch it, you're going to get a jolt. Why is it that the kid has to go over there and put his finger in the socket and get the jolt going from knowledge to wisdom? You don't have to put your finger in there to find out that it was true in the first place. How many times you tell a kid not to do it, guess what they shout back to you, friends? I want to do what you told us not to do. How stupid. How foolish. The fire's hot. Don't touch it. Oh, no, I'm going to go touch it because you told me not to do it. Okay, go ahead. Well, then you go and do it and you find out that I was right. What did you learn? That I was telling you the truth. Now you understand. So you went from knowledge to wisdom. Well, that's good as long as you don't get hurt in the process. And Jesus is telling us the same thing. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? How many people are in hell now, today? How many of them regret that they didn't pay attention to what Christ said in the first place? Because that word condemns disobedience. Jesus said that. Let me go on to Mel Gibson here. He said, people often ask me why I wanted to make a film about the Passion of our Lord. My usual response is that I wanted to make this film for over 10 years, which is true. That seems to be the answer in the question for most. The reality, of course, is more complex. And it's had its genius during a time in which I found myself trapped with feelings of terrible, isolated emptiness. He said at one time he even thought about throwing himself out of a window. The conviction of the Holy Ghost comes, John 16, comes the convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Remember, friends, the Holy Ghost does not comfort a man that's in sin. He comes to convict and work godly repentance in that man. But if you don't understand what Scripture says, then you have suicidal thoughts. And if you've had suicidal thoughts, let me just say, suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Look at the Word of Christ says. Suicidal thoughts will go out the door. You'll go from that diabolical state to a healthy state. What about John Jacob Astor, 1763 to 1848? This man was a very wealthy individual. He said that he was an American fur company tycoon who left his children with $20 million at his death in 1848. Listen to what he said. I am the most miserable man on earth. You know, friends, the bottom line is this. There's so many people out there that are poor that the only thing they have is money. Listen to what I just said to you. There are people so poor that the only thing that they have is money. They miss out on everything God promised to bless them with. But their objective and their God is what? Money. What about Kurt Cobain? Speaking of what Jesus rightly said when he said, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Folks, let's put it into perspective, okay? Kurt Cobain, singer of
Nirvana.
Wow. Garage junk rock, right?
That's true.
Depressed, oppressed individual.
Three chords.
Kids killed themselves after this man died.
Yeah.
Some say it was murder. Some say it was suicide. Cobain spoke of the great empty hole he felt that he had opened inside, turning him into a miserable, self-destructive death rocker. What was his end? Death.
Yep.
Now, again, some people say that his wife had him killed. Other people say that he committed suicide. But I do know, after his death, many kids across the country committed suicide. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? What is it for you to gain the whole world and yet lose your own soul? You can't take anything with you. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then. Not the other way around. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I love that.
You know, you're quoting something from the Bible, and what our founders called it and what Blackstone called it is called the revealed law. All of our answers are in the Bible. That's why it's called the revealed law. If you need understanding on any facet of your life, it's found in the Bible. You study that playbook, you have peace, you have the freedom that we have in this country, you have anything that is good. It's found right in the revealed law, and it's been revealed to us in the pages of that Bible. So many people say, well, I've got this problem in my life, I've got this problem in my life. And you ask them the question, do you read your Bible? Well, no. Do you pray? Well, when I get in trouble.
That's right.
You have no communion with your Creator. He's given you the rule book. I mean, you don't jump, you don't start trying to put together a model without the directions. How are you going to know what piece goes to the other piece?
That's right.
Oh, I'm having a hard time with this model. Well, grab the directions.
Well, when you put a puzzle together, Jake, let's say you got a 1,000-piece puzzle, what do?
You
take the picture of the front of the box and you put it in front of your face as you try to match the pieces that look like what's on the front of the box. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
It's the same thing as a bodybuilder. You go into a gym anywhere in this country, what do? You see pictures and posters of seven time Mr. Olympia, and no, I'm not on one of them, by the way. You see, you know, Lou Ferrigno, you see Arnold Schwarzenegger, you see all these Frank Zane and all these Sergio Olivia. I mean, you see all these world champion bodybuilders. Well, why do they have them there? Because that's what they're becoming.
That's right. They know where they're going.
That's right. Friends, money is an empty hole. Yes, it's an end to the means and an answer of all matters, but it's also the root of all evil.
Mm-hmm.
As to how you use that money.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And it's the love of them. That's what I was going to bring up next. All the gold in the world cannot buy a dying man one more breath. So what does that make today worth? Well, that's something
priceless.
That's something to think about. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Sue Trombino. She's from an organization called WIN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to neofera.com, spelled N-E-O-F-E-R-A.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves the absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Richard Mass, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people. Martin Luther once said that the schools would prove to be the very gates of hell unless they labored to explain the scriptures and engrave them in the hearts of youth. Founders of America believed this, and one of the first acts of Congress, the Northwest Ordinance, stated that since religion, morality, and knowledge were necessary for good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education should forever be encouraged. You know, for too long, Christians have allowed so-called progressives to rob our youth of their birthright, but all is not lost. The hearts and minds of the next generation still hunger for the truth. We just need individuals willing to take it to them. Jesus said that he would build his church and that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. When we show up to fight on the battlefield of ideas, we win, and that's why I'm proud to work with Bradley to bring the message of truth to the next generation of young people in our schools.
Those guys really do.
And they do. They step it up.
Yeah.
They bring their artillery.
That was awesome.
That is true.
We appreciate that, Richard.
And more to come, too, on updates on the situation that we're working with them.
Yeah, showdown in Florida, Boca Raton, Spanish River High School. Waiting to see the outcome there, aren't we?
But they've woken up.
Yeah. Well, that's how you wake up the dead, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Get their attention.
He is rich or poor according to what he is, not according to what he has. That's exactly right.
It's your character.
Yeah, the Bible says we're windows, we're written epistles for all men to read. Out of our belly will flow rivers of living waters. So in other words, we're here not to be ministered unto, but to minister to. Okay. Again, Christianity, friends, isn't what you can take from the world. It's what you give to the world and what God is willing. It's his good pleasure to give unto us the kingdom for the world and for the purposes of his kingdom.
Christ said, freely you have received, now freely give.
What was the Johnny Cash quote? Really
Johnny Cash, the end of his life, he's born in 32, died in 2003. Before he died, he produced a song. Many of you know he started his music career in gospel, and then he got
just like Elvis.
Away.
Yep, all three Grammys were.
Yep, committed adultery, gospel. And then his family got torn up, etc. He got into drugs. At the end of his life, this is what he's saying: "What have I become?" This is the lyrics. "My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. You can have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt." We're talking about Grammys, millions of dollars.
How old was he,
cars.
Jay? How many years did it take him to figure that out?
Looks like he was 71 years old.
That's terrible.
He said, "If I could start again a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way." The conclusion of his life was, "I did everything wrong. I wish I could do it again."
Yeah. In other words, it was right in front of my face.
That's right, the whole time.
And is that easy? No, I'm not saying it's easy. Do you have to apply yourself? Yes. It's spiritual warfare.
Yeah.
But the Bible says, and I always find solace in this, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. D.L. Moody rightly said that, listen, if you're tired, pray yourself alive. That's exactly right. Apply yourself, lean into the things of God, and you'll receive the strength to go on in the things of God. Amen? I love that.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about this stuff, but what we have right now is we have a friend of ours. Her name is Sue Trombino. She's with an organization called WIN, and what we want to know is, what is WIN, and what exactly do you do?
And why are you on our radio show?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the show, Sue. You got Bradley and Dick.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, we're doing okay. We're a little nervous having you on the radio, though.
We're a little colder,
too. I'll get to the point.
We're nervous. Yesterday we had a caller call in, and he said that he was really nervous, and I said, well, I'm nervous, too. Do you think I just get on the radio show, and people all over the world listen to me, and I'm just, like, prepared for this all the time, or what? Well, anyway.
I'm nervous talking to you guys.
Well, amen. Okay, Sue, now this is what I want to ask you. Okay, number one is, what is WIN, and what do you do? Number two.
Well, WIN stands for Women Impacting the Nation.
Ooh.
And what our mission statement is that we educate and equip women, and also men. We have a lot of men that like what we do. But we educate and equip women with the knowledge of God's truth about our faith, our family, and our freedoms. And then we support those who take a stand for the Judeo-Christian values upon which our country was founded.
Amen. Now, I got a question for you really quick. Do you find that women are doing, and be honest with me, Sue, because I see this all across the country. Do you find that the women are doing the job that the men should be doing across the country in what you do?
Yes.
Why do you think that is?
We could go into a whole dissertation on this, but I personally, and we won't do that, I promise.
Okay.
But I really believe that because our men have been, pardon the word, whatever, but emasculated. Our men are not, we have taken out men, because of the feminist movement and everything else. We need to go back to how God created man and woman, and men are supposed to be the head, the spiritual head of the household. You are no better than we are. We're no better than you. And I think the other side has really distorted the fact that what is the role of man and what is the role of a woman. And unfortunately, because you have men, there's a great book called One Man, Does the American Man Still Have What It Takes?
Amen.
And unfortunately, you have men that, you know, you're either known as some beer-drinking slob sitting on the couch with a clicker, or you are a get-in-touch-with-your-feelings kind of guy, or you are a Terminator kind of guy, or you go to open the door for us gals, and we go, I am woman. I can open that door. So men don't really know what their role is. And so therefore we've been, you know, programmed to, you look at all the different TV shows. You guys are made to be idiots. And I hate to say that, but it's true.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is true.
You're stupid. You're this. And that's just, and unfortunately our children need to have a strong man. When you have a strong man, in the household that is a spiritual head, or whether you're moral or religious, you have to be one or the other. But if you are moral and you're religious, well, but I think that's, in a nutshell, I think that's what the problem is that men have been just squashed down. And so women, unfortunately, now you have a lot of women that, you know, they have to pick up, you know, the slack sometimes because they're looking at men going, what's wrong with you? Why can't you do this? But because they've been told not to do this, what to do, they're bouncing around all over the place. The decisions they make aren't right. Sometimes my husband says that. He's, every time I make a decision, I'm never right.
Yeah. No, I get it. And I think that's a great assessment. But you know what's interesting is now that I'm thinking about this, because Sue, you actually are the one that was responsible for having us in Florida doing all that we did concerning the tea parties in the school, so on and so forth. But Jake, I'm curious now that we got Sue on the phone here, on the radio here, how many guys actually let up those tea parties?
I actually have that written down. That was my next thing. We worked with you, I think, like 2 months ago. We set all these up, Sue, and there was one group. It was one that actually we didn't set up with you, but it was the 912 group in Winter Haven. Yep.
Winter Haven.
But,
I think run by Tom
yeah,
Williams,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Great guy. And there was great guys in these groups, but almost every one of the party heads were women.
Yeah.
And you know what? We were honored to do that.
So we're high-fiving
them.
Women right now. That's what we're doing here, friends. Yeah.
I mean, just you take that, and I think the women do, and I'm sure you could speak to this, Sue. is if the men take their proper role in that situation, you know, like they should in every party, in every family, in every household, in every situation in their lives, that's where the men are supposed to be. And it's not a grueling thing or a competition thing, but if they did that, wouldn't that alleviate and put even more security in the women to do even more?
That's right.
Because I found
absolutely, I think, because there becomes a time where you say, well, wait a minute, why am I supposed to be? Because it's not biblically based that I'm supposed to go out and go work, you know, do this, do that, take care of the kids, take care of the house, plus the work, plus of this, plus of that. We have roles, and we're supposed to complement each other. We're supposed to be helpmeets, you know, not do everything. And unfortunately, you know, it's sad for me because when I see men that, they have so much potential, but because their spouses or, you know, and again, it's not really their fault. Some it is, some it isn't. You could go around and round and find fault everywhere, but it's just sad because we have lost the men. Like my father, for example, I was blessed beyond blessed that I had a man, my father, he was just a man that had the courage of his convictions. He was a man of very few words. I got all those genes, by the way.
They all went to Sue.
People that know me understand that. Yeah. I did say that at his memorial service, but he was a man of very few words. But boy, when he listened, you know, he was like E.F. Hutton. When he said something, you listened because he was a man of conviction. His yes was his yes. His no was his no. And I did not agree, obviously, with everything. When I was younger, you always say, oh, I hate you, or, you know, when you're young, you're teenagers, they won't let you do something. But I'll never forget sitting on the stoop with my dad when I was in my 30s after I was married, and I said, you know what, Dad, thank you. Thank you for, you know, because within the rules, there is more freedom. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and we need parameters, and our kids today don't have those parameters, and they're so chaotic, they're all over the board, and they have low self-esteem, they do whatever they want. They don't want that. I mean, I've taught, I've had summer camps, and I've been in education, you know, for 30 some odd years. And when I ran camps, within the rules, there was more freedom, and kids had a great time. But I would put down the rules and say that I'm not tolerating disrespect. I'm not tolerating, you know, bad language. I'm not tolerating that you keep your hands to yourself. And if you, you know, do these, you know, few things that I'm asking you, we're going to have a great time this summer.
Right.
Otherwise, you can, you know, anyway. So we just need more parameters, and we need men to step up to the plate. And unfortunately,
Of course, God set up those parameters. And what's interesting, Sue,
is
the fact that no matter any game that you play, you have referees. Mm-hmm. And as long as we're abiding by the rules of the game, let's call it the game of life, per se. Well, guess what? There's a perfect flow.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Liberty.
And without those referees, you're not going to have that liberty. I got another question for you. Who gets involved with when, and how do they get started right away?
Well, what we have at WIN is called WIN Talks, and they're basically book clubs. So the women meet twice a month for an hour and 20 minutes, and you get educated. And what we do is we have very thin books. I call them potty books because they're very thin. And they're not, you know, if you give a man or a woman a book that's like Original Intent, which I love David Barton because I had the privilege of spending time with him, but phenomenal book, but women and men are not going to read a 2 to 3 inch book. It just, you know, sometimes that's intimidating to them. It shouldn't be, but we are intimidated because we're in a very fast paced society and we want to get things done and go through this.
Sue, I got to take a quick break really quick here. I'm going to roll you over into the next segment. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, talking to Sue Trombino with the organization WIN. Be right back.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I strongly recommend Sons of Liberty. Jake and Bradley are very knowledgeable men that have a vast understanding of the fundamental foundations of our country and what our forefathers' intentions were. to maintain our liberties and constitutional freedoms.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking to Sue Trombino from an organization called WIN. And Jake, you wanted to go ahead and shoot away?
WIN is Women Impacting the Nation. We got connected with Sue, I'd say it was a couple months ago, and we started our tour down in Florida. All the stuff that you heard about at the school, it was awesome because this is a woman who's stepping
in
up
Florida,
to the call.
In Florida, Spanish River, Boca Raton,
that's
Florida.
Right. This is a woman who's stepping up to the call in her life. We're at the high school, and the showdown begins. And you all, if you haven't seen the video, you've got to see it at our Facebook.
Yeah, you'll see Sue standing right next to me, yeah. And she wasn't asking questions. No. And that's what I like about Sue Trombino.
She's going for it.
Amen.
So as Bradley's talking, Sue's organization, WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, it's womenimpactingthenation.org, is a nonprofit organization. It's tied in with Liberty Council. Sue gets on the phone right away and calls Liberty Council and says, guys, you got to get involved.
On school
property. There's a high school here. One of my students who went through your WIN talks, he read all the books. One of the students who was a part of WIN read all the books that you guys go through. I think when he was really young, his sister's doing it now as well, and this is WIN.
Yeah, this is the kid taking a stand for
That's
a school, right?
Yep. He takes a stand for the school, brings us in, then the principal does this thing. And so right now Liberty Council is currently representing this young man. And also representing the cause that we bring into schools and have in the past because of Sue Trombino. So
Amen.
That's the woman that you're talking to.
So that's your disciple,
right,
huh, Sue?
Yep.
Amen.
Well, yeah, he's awesome. He started reading our books at 13 years old, or
Amen.
13, 14 years old, and he read all the books I was telling you about. We have three different series. We have one, the first two, they're all seven small books, potty books in each series. And just to let the women out there and people know what we do is when you get together, you know, you empower people with knowledge, but it must be knowledge in God's truth. And so a lot of people, they don't know how to articulate what they believe, and they don't even know what they believe. So what we do is we, you know, you get together and we ask a lot of questions, and we ask, why are you here? You know, like right now I'd ask your listeners, why are you listening to this radio show? Then we ask, you know, what is important to you, not to your spouse, your best friend, your neighbor, but what's important to you? And then the third question is, why do you believe the way you believe? And so what we try to do is we stir the pot and get you to think, because we truly have become a nation of non-thinkers. And, you know, Karl Marx said a nation of non-thinkers is easily led. And we feel that when you educate the man or the woman, you liberate the man or the woman. You know, when you're less informed, you're vulnerable and then easily manipulated. And so we, because we're becoming a nation of non-thinkers, you know, we've become the proverbial frogs in the pot, boiling to death. So what we want you to do is get informed, not just opinionated.
I wanted to bring up that what you're talking about.
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard that when you said that. That's awesome.
That's true.
The WIN organization is affiliated with groups like Wall Builders, Patriot Academy, Liberty Council Action, Liberty Council. So this is the kind of footing, just like you get on this radio show on a daily basis, that's what you're getting in this. You can start a chapter. Go to Women Impacting the Nation. You can see if there's a chapter in your local area. And these are real simple to start. It's basically coffee time hours. It's volunteers that run these. And every time I talk to you, Sue, you're in a different city or a different state cruising around. Sue will help you start this for your community, your small group, your Bible study group, whatever it is. It's womenimpactingthenation.org.
And she will leave no question unanswered.
No, that is
and that's
for sure.
What's great is the thoroughness. And, Sue, thank you for your time. For the sake of time, we got to get going here. Again, we got Sue Trombino. Yep, thank you very much. And we'll continuously promote what you do, Sue, and we totally high-five all of your efforts. And I'm glad to be a part of the family, and I'm glad you're a part of ours.
We're going to put it on our Facebook, too, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, so you can go to find that link for WIN.
Amen. That was great.
Yeah.
And she really is. And sometimes, I don't know why I'm like that. I want to say this about Sue. She is. There'll be no question that won't be answered. I mean, she is so thorough. It is so good. And when you're sitting there with her, I'm literally laughing. And I'm not laughing at her. I'm just because she's preaching to the choir.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I'm kind of like, okay, I'm already with you. I'm already with you. And plus, I got giftings where I'm already kind of sometimes ahead of the game with her.
Mm-hmm.
And in saying that, I'm so glad that there's women out there like Sue Trombino because she's got a national ministry. She just doesn't know it yet.
Mm-hmm.
She really is birthing something, and I think she knows it. She just doesn't know how to describe what's going on right now.
Yeah.
But within a year, we're going to see more growth, 2 years, more growth, 3 years, more growth, 5 years. And then I'm going to sit back and I'm going to say, do you remember on that radio program where I said that you had a national ministry? You really do. And folks, I'm glad to be a part of making way for Sue Trombino and what she's doing with WIN. I really am. And that is not just a high five. You know we don't do that here, friends. But this stuff, Sue Trombino is the real stuff, as we say. She really is.
When you find groups like we had Troy Newman on the show just before, these are people that are actually active in their culture, and they are taking part in the solution, and that's what Sue's doing.
Okay. At the beginning of the show, we were talking about riches, and we were talking about what Jesus proclaimed. Because everything he said is truth, because he is truth, and he's the light of men. He said that, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Billy Graham rightly said this, and this is great stuff. He said, there's nothing wrong with men possessing riches. There isn't. The wrong comes when riches possess the man. And that's true. We have to put things into perspective. Again, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. I don't do it because all these things will be added unto you, or unto me, or unto somebody else. I do it because I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Jeremiah 29:11-13. Okay? So in saying that, folks, I want to talk more about that topic later on throughout the week. I really love the topic. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Martin Luther said, the Lord commonly gives riches to foolish people to whom he gives nothing else. And Martin Luther, by the way, is also the man that said God gave us fingers so the money could fall through.
Mm-hmm. You know what? And
that is your intro, dog.
He didn't die a rich man, but I'll tell you what, folks. He exhausted all of his resources on what we have today. It's called liberty. It was called reformation to the Christian cause. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. What's the prerequisite? Delight yourself in the Lord. The desire is going to be Christ. And folks, there is kids out there throughout this whole country. There is adults. There is a culture war happening right now where people need to understand and realize everything we've been talking about on the show today, the revealed law, and bringing God's word to them. That happens when you take part with us as a donor, as a partner. You're standing in the gap with us to bear fruit on your account, folks. Money is a means to an end. but that end is Christ. And if we delight ourselves in the Lord, he will give us the desires of our heart. Our desire is people.
That's right.
Is reaching people for his cause.
It's the only thing that's going
to
matter.
That's right. And when you donate to this cause, this ministry, it's a nonprofit, and there's different benefits we try to give to you. If you get a silver dollar for giving a $100 donation, you get a documentary series for giving $75, it's up to
you. I want one of those silver dollars, by the way. Sir.
I've got a couple
only
of them.
Only Ted Anderson can give you one of those.
Midas Resources, right. Yeah. Wonderful guy. And you know what? He says it on the commercial you guys hear on a daily basis. He knows what it's going to take to reach the next generation. Yeah. He's saying, I'm going to throw in my part. Here's a free silver dollar. Donate to this cause because we need it.
Let me interject the sad statistics. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go to the kids.
Yep.
What's the problem with our posterity?
Yep. Just walk into a
church. They're forgotten about it. That's exactly right.
You can donate to us on sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the left side, there's a banner that says support our cause for justice. It gives you a variety of ways. If you want to make a straight donation, you want to get a product or an incentive, that's totally fine. You can become a son or daughter of liberty and be a monthly partner.
Yeah.
We need you, folks, because as we continue to go out, we want to bear fruit on your account.
Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com within the next week, too. The whole website is being, we're getting a facelift. Yeah, it's going to look, it's going to be compiled. It's going to be more efficient.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it's cooler. I think it's cool already.
Yeah.
But we were told, Bradley, let's tweak it a little bit. So we're tweaking it. And again, check that out on Sons of Liberty Radio. Folks, ordinary riches can be stolen. Real riches cannot. In your soul are infinitely precious things that cannot be taken from you. That's true.
What's the perspective?
True
the right
riches
place?
Are in Christ. And that's what we can take with us as he takes us with him.
Yeah.
Amen. By the way, that's real grace. It's not our hold of him.
Awesome.
It's his hold of us. Now, friends, I wanted to make one more point before we end today's radio show for 23 hours. You'll be all right. We'll hang in there. We'll work this thing up.
This is a podcast.
23 hours, we'll be back. Tonight at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone, we're going to be on Freedom Fighter Radio. FreedomFighterRadio.com. Again, FreedomFighterRadio.com at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone tonight. Now, this guy, that's going to be...
Mr. Jim?
Yeah, he's... Guys, he's lit. he wants the world to watch him burn. And we see him burn. We hear him burn. And he really is good stuff.
Yeah. You know, who else is going to be joining him tonight is from Freedom Outpost.
You guys know, I'm looking at you right now. I don't say this about people.
No.
I got to respect
somebody.
Not unless
it's there.
Thank you.
That's right. Not
okay.
Unless the goods are there. And I'll tell you what, this guy brings it.
He really does.
Talk about fully automatic. It's coming quite.
And sometimes you just got to say, slow your roll so I can get a word in here now, right?
Sometimes.
Wait, is that
oftentimes.
Okay, Sue Trombino or is that Jim?
I think it's anybody who's called who has a passion and it's in them.
Amen. But I appreciate it that it's in them because they're getting the job done. FreedomFighterRadio.com,
7:30 Central Time.
Yes. So you're going to have to figure out your own time zone, friends. Okay? A good name is rather to be chosen than riches. And what is the whole of the matter? As King Solomon rightly said in the book of Ecclesiastes, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole matter of the law. Yes. 1 John 3:18 to 18:23.
George Washington said, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.